And now for something completely different.
Is what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD, our devotional diamond of the day, that which comes to us from Scripture and tells us, put me into your life, please. Our DDD title, 1 + 2 + 3. Thank you very much. Very complex. And we're going to examine briefly, because I can't stand to do it for very long, we're going to examine the media's love for Christians. Well, that should be fun. And today's Facebook post, have we found what we're looking for?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. Growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Christ, and his life turned around. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experience with as many people as he could. Then he found K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. Hey, remember, it's not professional radio, it's just radio. You'll really know that's true in this intro because we're going to stall it out for an extra 35 seconds so I can get tea after we exit. That's what we're doing. But we are asking you, what do you think? You can call us at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE, because any topic is technically open for conversation. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. The David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Gonna take a short break, but then we're coming back. You don't want to miss it.
Baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. South Carolina officials gather for a commemoration ceremony in Charleston today to remember the 9 people shot to death while at a Bible study last year. Governor Nikki Haley says the deadly shooting at Emmanuel AME Church tightened the bond in the community.
There's a stronger faith in this state that I don't think that we had. There's a love of each other that we have grown and that we should continue to grow.
Bishop Richard Norris says the church shooting brought a community together during a tough time.
That out of one flesh, God has created us all. And even if we look different and speak with a different brogue, we are still brothers and sisters.
Dylan Roof remains in jail charged with the murders. He could face the death penalty if convicted. The wife of nightclub shooter Omar Mateen text messaged him on the night of the shooting, asking Mateen where he was and telling him she loved him. That's according to a person familiar with the FBI's investigation of Mateen. The timing of the texts, which are part of the FBI's investigation, was not immediately clear. Other media outlets citing anonymous sources have reported the couple exchanged texts during the rampage and hostage situation. The FBI's investigating how much Noor Salman knew about the plot. A wildfire west of Santa Barbara is still burning out of control in coastal canyons above the Pacific Ocean. Santa Barbara County Sheriff Bill Brown says while the fire may appear to calm during the daylight hours, residents need to remain prepared.
I want to emphasize that this is still a very dynamic fire situation, and we do not want residents who are living in or adjacent to this area to be complacent.
The blaze broke out Wednesday afternoon. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 58 points to 17,675. The NASDAQ dropped 45. The S&P lower by 7. Oil at $48.26 a barrel. This is SRN News.
This is David Spoon here with my friend Jason David to tell you about an incredible youth conference, I Am Untitled.
Some of San Diego's best bands and speakers are coming together Labor Day weekend to inspire and equip teens and young adults to live radically for Jesus.
If you're a parent or a pastor, this is a life-changing event that your child or your student shouldn't miss.
I Am Untitled features 2 days of passionate worship, powerful preaching, practical workshops, and state-of-the-art productions of cinematic film, live theater, pyro pyrotechnics, and laser shows, presenting the gospel in fresh and captivating ways.
I Am Untitled is September 2nd and 3rd at Bonita Valley Community Church. Tickets are on sale now for up to 50% off, and here's the best part. If your church buys 10 tickets, then your church will receive unlimited tickets for the rest of your youth group.
To take advantage of this deal, go online to IamUntitled.com.
Register your child or your student today at IamUntitled.com. Wow! In addition to being experts at new roof construction, old roof repairs, remodeling and maintenance, did you know that Excalibur Roofing is also an expert in waterproofing? That's right. No water allowed. Sorry, Rubber Ducky. From using the top-of-the-line Life Deck systems for deck coating to flat or sloping roofs, Excalibur Roofing covers the angles. Get it? With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications, plus testimonials from people just like you, you can count on Excalibur Roofing. Call 760-743-8803. That number again, 760-743-8803. Or go online to their website at excaliberroofing.com. The best part of all their estimates are free. Just give them a call. What have you got to lose? But leaks, not onions. 760-743-8803. For residential or commercial help, remember, Excalibur Roofing. They've got you covered.
It was our 16th president, Abraham Lincoln, who is remembered for this observation. You can fool some of the people all of the time, and all of the people some of the time, but you cannot fool all of the people all of the time. My own addendum to the president's wise words is, you cannot fool God any of the time. The Bible has examples of people who tried to fool God, but were called to account for their actions in a serious way. A far wiser strategy is to let God's presence be a motivating factor for choosing to do the right things in the first place. This is David Jeremiah encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's presence on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com and get your roadmap for life. That's Route66Life.com. Route 66, start your journey home today.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. What a show. Did we have stuff going all over the place? It was like juggling in here, only I'm not good at that. My balance is kind of limited. We're going to jump into a DDD in just a second. I do want to remind you about our good friend Chris George over at Mazda El Cajon. You can go to Mazda-ElCajon.com and check out their selection that they have new and used cars. If you're interested in working with a service department that you can absolutely be confident that the work they're going to do is going to be solid work that you're not going to have to worry about, you're not going to have to worry about them charging you stuff you shouldn't get charged for, that you can have this confidence, a reliance. I will tell you right now, Dave was in a little mishap. That's the word we'll use. Can I just call it that? A mishap. And I took my car in to Mazda El Cajon. I talked to Chris George, and they were able to take care of it, not just with great speed, but effectiveness. I didn't have to worry about it. It was exactly what they said it was going to be. There was nothing weird about it. And it gave me the confidence that if I've got anything going on, doesn't matter whether my car's a Mazda or not, Mazda El Cajon's service department will take care of it, and the pricing will be right on. So I encourage you to go to Mazda-ElCajon.com or go down to their showroom, 900 Arnell Avenue in El Cajon, or give them a call, 800-418-4444. Talk to them before you go there. If you go down there, go say hi to Chris George. Tell him you heard it on the David Spoon Experience. Who knows? Maybe you can spend a few moments praying together and just fellowshipping together, because that's what Christians in business do when they get in touch with one another. We don't think it's weird. It's not a super secret code thing. We're brothers and sisters in the Lord. We're actually blood relatives. That's the whole point. Mazda El Cajon. Go ahead and go to Mazda-ElCajon.com Check them out. You will not be sorry. Okay, so I need to know, what's our time? We're all, you know, kind of moving around time. And so I think we got about 3 minutes. Does that seem about right? That seems about right to me. All right. Well, with 3 minutes, I know that some of you are going to enjoy this 3 minutes. The title, Past and Future. Past and Future. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. He delivered us from such a deadly peril, and he will deliver us. On him we have set our hope that he will deliver us again. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. He delivered us from such a deadly peril, and he will deliver us. On him we have set our hope that he will deliver us again. In the writing of this passage in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10, Paul uses the word delivered in the past tense. What does that require us to do? It requires us to evaluate, to look at our lives and say, has the Lord delivered us in the past from things that are, you know, perilous? Has he delivered us from things that are serious and intense and difficult in life? And you know, if you're just honest, you know, the moment that you said yes to, yes, this testimony is true. Yes, I acknowledge. Yes, I receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. By the way, that is in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 12. As many as received him, to them he gave the authority or the right to become the children of God. So once you said yes, once you received Jesus Christ, once you turn towards him and acknowledge, you know immediately you've been delivered from sin's penalty from the past. You know it. When you're a Christian, you know you've been forgiven. You know you've been delivered. You start to then reflect and see how many times God has actually saved your life. Countless. You wouldn't even tell everybody what they all are. Maybe some of them are a little too embarrassing. You know the Lord's delivered you. But the great thing about God is his faithfulness is never ending. It doesn't God's only faithful for about an hour and 15 minutes. No, it doesn't work that way. God is faithful always, and not only has he delivered you, but he will deliver you. He not only has, but he will. In that which you will face again, in that which you will encounter again, in that which will have deadly peril, you will be again delivered by the hand of God. And we have a hope that not only has he delivered us, but he will deliver us. And for those of you that are in the middle of it, and you're going, I need that to come sooner than later, trust God. He is perfect in how he delivers his children. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Very short break, and then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Every July, freedom lovers of the world gather in Las Vegas for Freedom Fest. It's what the Washington Post calls the greatest libertarian show on earth. Last July, over 2,500 people showed up to network and celebrate liberty, including Donald Trump, Steve Forbes, and Senator Marco Rubio. This July, keynote speakers include Salem radio host Larry Elder, Senator Rand Paul, Judge Andrew Napolitano, and more. Take part in sessions like the ever-popular Global Warming on Trial, also a special gathering by the Women of Liberty, and a three-day investment conference with Peter Schiff, Alex Green, and Mark Skousen. Don't miss your chance to win $25,000 in prizes in the Pitch Tank, organized by Shark Tank's Kevin Harrington. It's the largest gathering of free minds. Will you be there? Now is the time to join us at Freedom Fest, July 13th through the 16th at Planet Hollywood in Las Vegas. Go to freedomfest.com. That's freedomfest.com to register now and save $100 by using the code SALEM, all capital letters, or call toll-free 855-850-3733.
David Spoon here, and I want to tell you about my friends over at Assault Pest Control, where Vince has been launching assaults on those pesky, uninvited guests that have been terrorizing homes throughout San Diego County. No, I'm not talking about the two-legged kind. I'm talking about termites. Termites are a major problem in San Diego, and we're in the heart of termite season. If you're in the process of refinancing or selling your home, or if you think you might have an issue with termites, then you need to call Assault Pest Control. Here's why. Assault Pest Control specializes in getting rid of termites and all of those other common household pests. Plus, till Friday, they're offering 50% off their termite plan to all KPRZ listeners. The best part? You don't even have to move out while the treatment is being done. Call 619-475-3768. That's 619-475-3768. Don't wait. The offer ends Friday, or go directly to assaultpestcontrol.com.
Do what is just and right. Rescue from the hand of his oppressor, the one who has been robbed. Hello, I'm Tony Perkins for the Family Research Council in Washington. Obamacare is getting a premium checkup, but it's consumers who've started to feel sick. 6 years after the president misdiagnosed the country's healthcare situation, insurers can't make a living, and most Americans are losing theirs just trying to get basic healthcare coverage. And next year, consumers are in for their biggest shocks yet. In some states, like Texas, insurers are trying to raise rates as much as 58%. In other places, the prices average as much as 20% more. This is exactly why Americans need to be paying attention. Elections have consequences. And if Barack Obama and Nancy Pelosi had told Americans what Obamacare would lead to, things like taxpayer-funded abortion, sex changes, job loss, business cutbacks, a tax on conscience, the law would have never passed. For more, go to TonyPerkins.com.
From the San Diego studios of K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ, this is the David Spoon Experience.
Lay your weary head to rest, don't you cry no more.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. I probably haven't told you this enough, but if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. Also, our Facebook page, The David Spoon Experience, and Twitter, David at Spoon Experience. Because that's my Twitter account. I'm telling you, there are like 30 people that did something weird. I don't know. I think my son's working on something for Twitter. And basically what I do on Twitter is I try and give an encouragement in the Twitter account, but it also goes on Facebook. So you can get it either way. I do want you to know this segment brought to you by our very good friend, Sam Rasool, who's going to be on the show Tuesday. I like it when Sam comes in, because whenever he comes in, our fellowship is, it's genuine, it's sweet fellowship in the Lord. There's a Palestinian Christian and a Jewish Christian who just, we get together and we just love the Lord. And it's, the fellowship is evident. There is no separation between us. It's a fascinating element. If you could be in the studio sometime, you'd really appreciate it. Here's what I'm going to encourage you to do. So Sam is one of the top real estate agents in the country. And you can go to thinksam.com to find out all the different elements he's involved with in real estate. But if you buy or sell a house through Sam, he takes 25% of his commission. And he gives that to whatever church, charity, or ministry you want. If you need help selling your house because it needs work, you know, either just from not keeping it up or for whatever reason, Sam will forward up to $25,000. And then help when you sell the house, he'll take that $25,000 back, up to that $25,000 back, but no interest, just to help you sell it. Just kind of a win-win situation. I encourage you to go to thinksam.com. That's his website. Or call him, which, by the way, he can also give you on the spot the value of your house. He can just tell you what it is. No guesstimation can tell you what it is. He'll have that information while you're talking to him on the phone. 858-780-1-SAM. 858-780-1-SAM. Or thinksam.com. Last but not least, if you're looking for somebody to share at your Bible study or at your church, Sam loves to do that. Would love the opportunity to share and honor the Lord with the testimony the Lord has brought into his life. To go from a person who's born into the Muslim faith to becoming a Bible-believing, born-again Christian, quite a big step, quite a fascinating story. You reach him the exact same way. thinksam.com, 858-780-1-SAM. Okay, going to take a minute. I've been waiting to talk about this for 5 days. Let's see, we had Dr. Meg Meekers, we had Margie Ross on, we had Jim Daly, we just had Eric Metaxas. Been a busy week. I think we've been busy. Thank you. But I wanted to teach this since Monday. So sometimes you get the chance to do it, sometimes you don't. Here it is. It's coming out of Luke chapter 5. The title of this one, by the way, Robo Paul, Go Fish. Now, it came about while the multitude was pressing around him and listening to the word of God. He was standing by the lake, and he saw two boats laying on the edge of the lake. But the fishermen had gotten out of the boat, and they were washing their nets. And he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and he asked him to put out a little way from the land. And he sat down and began teaching the multitudes from the boat. And when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." And Simon answered and said, "Master, we've worked hard all night and caught nothing. But at your bidding, I will let down the nets." And when they had done this, they enclosed a great quantity of fish, and their nets began to break. And they signaled to their partners in the other boat for them to come and help them. And they came and filled both of the boats so that they began to sink. And when Simon Peter saw that, he fell down at Jesus' feet, saying, "Depart from me, Lord, I'm a sinful man." Oh, what a story. Anytime you have a fisherman and you got fish and you got water, you know you got something cooking. Jesus wants to speak to the crowd. See, he wants to share. He wants to, they're in this little area in the bay, and he puts out from the boat and he can get bigger audience reach. For those that don't think Jesus did anything to make a bigger audience reach, well, don't read Luke 5. He's teaching the multitudes from the boat. More people can hear him when he's in the bay, but he's in the boat because of the just how the sound is set up. He's hanging out there. He's teaching the multitudes. When he finished, he turns to Simon. And then he goes, "Yeah, put your nets down. I want to tell you something." Simon had just fished all night. We'll go an extra minute on this, Robo. So Simon, he'd been fishing all night. And he's like, "We've worked hard all night. We've caught nothing." Have you ever done something for a real long period of time and got nothing for it? Can you identify to what Simon is talking about? Can you relate to what he's talking about here? Can you connect what Simon Peter is saying? Okay, so, you know, we've like worked hard all night and we've got nothing. And so we're just making sure you know what we're going to put our nets in because we're going to respond to you. But we've got nothing and we're kind of expecting nothing. Because that's the attitude that people take on when they've worked hard and they get nothing for it. And then they have this turnaround. They're like, what? I've already been doing all this. This isn't working. Well, I'm praying about this situation. I'm not getting an answer. I've been seeking some wisdom on this. I'm not getting the wisdom. I've been working on this all night. I've been working hard on this. There's no end to this. Oh, fine. They put the nets out. What happens? It is beyond their expectation how many fish that they end up getting. So much so they have to have their partners. So much so that a second boat is required to bring in the haul. There's so much. And I want you and I at least to identify with what is taking place in that process. Sometimes we get a little frustrated and a little tired. And we say to the Lord, "Again? More? I'm getting nothing out of this." But we do at the Lord's bidding. And when we do at the Lord's bidding, and when we respond to what the Lord asks and do what he requests, there is a response that the Lord brings of a quantity and quality that is beyond that which we can even grasp. And then we're shocked. God's not stingy. His watch is perfect. It's our clocks that are off, and it's our endurance that needs some help. So if the Lord is having you fish, put down your net. Even to this point, if you've caught nothing, there might be a multitude of fish coming your way the very next time. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Short break. We're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
Listen, baby. Ain't no mountain high. Ain't no valley low. Ain't no river wide enough, baby.
More local, national, and heavenly talk coming up on the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Hi, this is David Spoon, host of the David Spoon Experience. As we see the public school systems getting more restrictive for people of the Christian faith, we recognize that some parents are longing for an alternative, and a quality private Christian school could be that very solution. Private Christian education may seem too expensive, but it's not when you're using the KPRZ half-price tuition program. With this program, you can engage your child with Christ-centered teachings from a number of fantastic Christian schools at a fraction of the cost. One of these great schools is City Tree Christian School, offering a limited number of middle school tuitions. For your 50% off of a quality Christian education, go to kprz.com and click on the tuitions tab to see all the participating schools. You can also call the station to get more information. Our number, 858-535-1210. That's 858-535-1210.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him.
When Da I Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, "I will never believe your God and change my religion." But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
I have seen and I have lived some of the richest moments of my life in some of the most humble circumstances.
Over the years, John has worked to share the love of Christ in communist Europe, communist China, and communist Cuba.
Where there is no running water, where there is no hot water to bathe in, where there is very little food or very little physical comfort, but you are surrounded by true worship. And true worshipers who are in love with God because they have given up everything in this life to gain everything in Christ. And that perspective has completely changed my life.
You don't have to live under persecution or live in poverty to totally surrender your life to Christ, the Son of God who died for your sins. Learn more at BillyGrahamRadio.org. Click on Grow Your Faith. That's BillyGrahamRadio.org.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Do want to let you know you can reach the show, David Spoon, at kprz.com. What a great show. What a great week of shows. I really enjoyed it. Things have gone well. I think it's always a blessing when you get to interact with some of the people that are leading throughout the country in the Christian world, and also the people that are at the heart and the core of true Christian service. And by that, I mean the pastors, the people, because, you know, you get, it's cool to see different people doing different things in ministry, but it's cooler to see what's going on underneath behind the scenes, because I will say this. The one lesson that I learned more than the other lessons in the last 3 years for me doing radio is pretty much it comes off the USS Midway. How it took 4,700 people to make sure that 70 of them can get in the air. That That really teaches you so much right there, folks. That should tell you everything. Everybody in the body is a part of the body. That's why I stress people getting involved in church and bringing their gifts to the church, because everybody needs help from everybody. I'm telling you, we need to do this together. Can't stress that enough. All right. This segment, by the way, brought to you by Assault Pest Control, our good friend Vince. And I will tell you, you did hear the commercial that says Friday it's going to come to a closer special offer. This is Friday. Just saying, because you didn't know. It's one of the things about recorded commercials that are rather funny. So here it is. Sometime today, this is going to, I think, going to come to a close, unless they're going to extend it, and I'll have to find out. But if you are looking to get 50% off, 50% off a treatment plan for your home in regards to termites, but you don't have to move out, your house won't have to look like a carnival, you want to get in touch with Assault Pest Control. AssaultPestControl.com. That is their website. Assault, Assault, Pest Control. And then if you're not sure about that, go to Google and type in Assault Pest Control. That's pretty easy. You get in touch with Vince and his staff, over 20 years of experience in termite and pest services, or you can call them. If you don't want to do the internet thing, call them. The phones still work. There are, you know, I know, and the internet, you might not be aware of this, with 7.5 billion people, there is about 1.8 billion internet connections, but there's 4 billion phones. Figure that out. 619-475-3768. 619-475-3768. It still has numbers in it. You can still use it. Call Assault Pest Control if you want to get the discount, 50% off a treatment for your home without you moving out. That's a fantastic deal, but your time is running out. Get in touch with them. Let them know you heard it on the David Spoon Experience. That's how you get the discount. Can't make that any clearer. I have a feeling we're going to get a chance to see Vince later in the week next week. So that'll be really cool. Let's get into our DDD, our devotional diamond of the day. And that's just for those that are kind of newer to the show. That's when I'm reading in my devotions, just like you. I do my devotions a little earlier than most people. Get up about 5:30 every morning. You know, wake up. I put some Visine in my eyes so I can see. You know, like I'd like to be able to see. And then I get myself a little settled in, and I spend time in the Word every day. And what I do is one day I'll read the ESV, English Standard Version. The next day I'm reading the Holman Christian Standard Bible. And I change translations on a regular basis. I've gone through 26 now, probably more than that, but 26 in the last current count of different translations reading the Old and New Testament, because It helps me get a better perspective. I also enjoy reading it and going processing through, you know, a lexicon process where you're going into the Greek. I think that stuff's cool. I'm weird. I like it. And so what'll happen in my time is something jumps off the page and I really get like my whole spirit goes, whoa, look at that thing. Look at that. And so then I jot that down. And then when I get in the office, I kind of write around what I wrote and kind of put it together. Well, that's what this is. It's called 1 plus 2 plus 3. Let's play our music for this DDD. Easy as 1, 2, 3. I'll say, well, let's go. Bring me ABC. 1, 2, 3, baby. There you go. And before everybody gets upset, oh, my gosh, I can't believe you played that song. Oh, my goodness, get a life. Relax. You know, go to the bank, take out a loan, and buy a clue. Here's what it says, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 14 through 15. Why did I do the 1 plus 2 plus 3? 1, 2, 3, ABC, 1, 2, 3. I could have done neither ABC or 1, 2, 3. Here's what it says. Knowing that he who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and bring us with you into his presence, for it is all for your sake, so that as grace extends to more, and more people, it may increase thanksgiving to more of the glory of God. Let me read another translation. Knowing that he who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and bring us with you into his presence. For it is all for your sake, so that as grace extends to more and more people, it may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God. Let's break it down. It's really kind of cool. knowing that he who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also. Can I tell you the word knowing does not mean hoping, but it means knowing. There's nothing wrong with hoping. But in this passage, it doesn't say that. It says knowing that he who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also. You should have somewhere built into your knower the little knowing that you know that it's not just a thought, and that in your communion with the Lord, you know that he who raised the Lord Jesus is going to raise you up also. And that it is for our sake. And he says it is all for your sake, for our blessing, for our benefit. And then it says this: as grace extends to more and more people. That's the first part. As grace extends to more and more people. Well, why would grace extend to more and more people? Because you know that Jesus has been raised up, and you too are also going to be raised up, and it is the understanding that you will share that you are being raised up with other people, and it is that gospel of grace, that grace of the gospel that you promote and share that extends the grace that God has given. And that extension of grace, that's number one, get this, leads to the extension of thanksgiving. So the first thing is that grace extends more and more because of the grace of the gospel and the gospel of grace. Number two, because the gospel of grace is extended, more thanksgiving to God is extended. And then number three, because more thanksgiving to God is extended, more glory is extended to God. You get the one, two, three? As grace extends more, thanksgiving extends more, and God's glory is extended. There it is. The more the grace goes forward, the more the thanksgiving goes forward, the more glory God receives. Unless you be one of those weird people, oh, what's that all about? That's all about the love of the heart of God. And that's why you're a Christian, by the way, so that you can be loved on every level and in every aspect of your life, in places and ways that nobody else can love you. That's the love that God brings to you through the life of Jesus Christ and the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. So grace and the gospel of grace and the grace of the gospel is extended. That's one. And that extension leads to thanksgiving. That's two. And that thanksgiving leads to the glory of God. That's three. That's why we call it 1 + 2 + 3. Isn't that fantastic? What a blessing. What an honor. What a moment of reflection to recognize that the grace that God has extended to you is used to extend to others, gives thanksgiving, brings more about more thanksgiving, which honors God all the more. It's a win-win-win-win-win-win-win-win situation. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, and then we're coming back. We got our Facebook posts and history. Don't go anywhere.
Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Did your financial advisor lose 30% or more of your life savings during the last market crash? Are you afraid it could happen again? I'm Pastor David Mitchell, founder of Tradeway. Tradeway specializes in teaching you how to cut out the middleman and take control of your money. At our first event, Step 1, Start Your Journey, you'll learn how business principles from the Bible, combined with our powerful skill sets for stock trading, can give you the ability to make informed financial decisions for your family. Having control can give you peace of mind even in an uncertain market, because nobody cares as much about your hard-earned money as you do. Tradeway, you'll learn to reach your biggest goals by taking small steps.
Coming to the DoubleTree by Hilton San Diego Mission Valley, June 24th and 25th. Only $99.95 for your entire household, plus a free ticket for a friend and a full money-back guarantee. To register, call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-8723. Or go to tradeway.com. That's tradeway.com.
The goal of Bible study is not just learning, but living.
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Dave Brannan. When the sun came up on the first day of the seventh month in 444 BC, Ezra started reading the Law of Moses, which is what we know as the first five books of the Bible. Standing on a platform in front of the people in Jerusalem, he read it straight through for the next 6 hours. Men, women, and children had gathered at the entrance to the city, known as the Water Gate, to observe the Festival of Trumpets, one of the feasts prescribed for them by God. As they listened, four reactions stand out. According to Nehemiah 8, they stood up in reverence for the book of the law. They praised God by lifting their hands and saying Amen. They bowed down in humble worship. Then they listened carefully as the scriptures were both read and explained to them. What an amazing day, as the book that the Lord had commanded for Israel was read aloud inside Jerusalem's newly rebuilt walls. Ezra's marathon reading session can remind us that God's words to us are still meant to be a source of praise, worship, and learning. When we open the Bible and learn more about Christ, let's praise God, worship Him, and seek to discover what He is saying to us now. We hope these daily programs inspire you to go deeper in studying God's Word. For additional resources and encouragement, download the Our Daily Bread ebook and mobile app. Prefer a print copy? We'll gladly send one your way for no cost or obligation. Visit getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Quick reminder, you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. Our Facebook page, The David Spoon Experience, The David Spoon Experience. And our Twitter, David at Spoon Experience, because Shmahanda. There we go. Thank you very much. All right. So we got a lot of things going on. What a great week. Really enjoyed all the guests and all the different things that took place. The pastors that were on and different people that we had a chance to engage with. And just want to let you know how much we appreciate you as an audience and all the things taking place. Please pray for me for tomorrow. I get a chance to share my testimony again. I'll be at Riverview Church for their men's, for the Father's Day breakfast. And that should be lots of fun. Looking forward to seeing Pastor Mel over there at the church. All right. Got a tiny bit of history, and then I want to focus in on the Facebook post as something for us to, you know, to concentrate on. For those that want to know about the history, on this day in 1885, the Statue of Liberty arrived in New York City aboard the Friendship. So that's kind of going back just a little bit of a ways. On this day in 1928, Amelia Earhart embarked on the first transatlantic flight by a woman. Now, I thought this was interesting, and I think some people are going to get upset about this, but I would go back to what Russell Shubin said, which was fair enough. I'm not looking for the people to be who disagree with me to be squashed in any capacity, but I'm looking for everybody to have the opportunity to speak on an equal plane and let the truth bear out, because I have confidence in the truth bearing out. But on this day in 1963, United States Supreme Court ruled that no locality may require the recitation, the speaking of, or the forcible speaking of, the Lord's Prayer or Bible verses in public schools. Some people are like, well, that was our downfall. I'm pretty sure our downfall was the lack of prayer by the generation prior to soak it into the generation current. I'm pretty sure that was the biggest downfall of all. On this day in 1994, O.J. Simpson's slow speed chase, notice they don't say it's a high speed chase, because anybody could have been jogging next to the Bronco if you watched it. I remember watching it. It was watched by millions of people on television and ended in his arrest. It became kind of a bizarre happening in life, didn't it? And then Australian scientists in 2002 on this day announced that they had teleported a laser beam, breaking it up and reconstructing it in another location about 14 years ago today. That's fascinating. Then we're going to close out with this. And I want you to hear what it has to say. It's a little bit of a political statement. It goes back to 1789. In 1789, on this day during the French Revolution, the Third Estate declared itself a national assembly and undertook to frame a constitution. This gathering gave rise to the political term left wing and right wing. Those aren't American terms, per se. Left wing and right wing. How those came about is the deputies representing the common people were sitting to the left of the assembly president, and the nobles were sitting to the right, and that's how they came up with left wing and right wing, for those that would like to know. Yeah, there you go. All right, let's get our Facebook post. Let's make sure that nobody's interfering as we do this part. Here we go on our Facebook post. What's our music, please? I know some people are going to be freaking out. We've done two musical things. How could you do you two rattle and hum? Okay, well, because the title of the Facebook post is You Still Haven't Found What You're Looking For. Well, how could you not do that? When's the last time you were doing your hosting on the radio show? You got to know that. All right. John, the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 38. I tease with people who are like, oh, are you mad? I think that's funny. John, chapter 1, verse 38. Jesus turned around and saw them following. What are you looking for? He asked. It's a love when Jesus talks, there's this element where he just goes right to the core, right to the heart. John chapter 1, verse 38. Jesus turned around and saw them following. What are you looking for? He asked. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask you and I to do this together. Ready? Step back. Look. Listen. Jesus turned to Andrew and who was also with him, also most likely John. And keep in mind, in verse 35, prior to verse 38, that they were following John the Baptist, Johnny B. And now they were turning towards Jesus. And people are searching all the time. This shouldn't make anybody feel weird. This is what people do. They search. And what happened is that John and Andrew, later on Peter, we know that because of verse 42, he would pull him in. But Andrew and John are following John the Baptist. And then John the Baptist points them towards Jesus. Now they're turning and they're heading towards Jesus. And people do searching. They search all the time. We, as Christians, we do it all the time too. The Lord, though, asks a very pointed question, specific to you and I, one that needs a specific answer from you and I. Here's the question he asks. What are you looking for? Now, before you get all over spiritual, just think about the question and answer it. What are you looking for? What are you searching for? What are you hunting for? What are you looking to do? What are you looking to see? What are you looking to be? Who are you looking to meet? All of these things come into play to what are you looking for? Here's the most fantastic element, the answer. We often don't recognize it, that this is the answer. Ultimately, we're looking for Jesus, even if we don't know that we're looking for him. Because he is the answer for everything you're looking for. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California, taking a 70-hour break, and then we'll be back. More insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.